come and get these memories. Martha and the Vandellas. Yeah, I was just thinking that, to honor the many letters we've received on the program and the many phone conversations we've had, how is best to honor that? How is best to honor the respect that you have shown, the acknowledgement of letting us know that we were doing the right thing at ORFM? And I think the only way to honor that, the respect you've given us, is to respect you. I'm not going to use editorial we. I'm going to say I, you know, the respect that you've given me. And the only way I can return that respect is to be consistently honest with you. And this is going to be my last night at WOR-FM. And it has nothing to do with RKO General, WOR-FM, the management that we started out with, but rather to do with a group of consultants who have come into WOR-FM. And what they're asking us to do, or what they're asking me to do, I feel it would be very disrespectful and dishonest to you. And in no way can I feel that I can continue my radio career by being dishonest with you. You show a lot of respect for me, and you have shown in the past by listening and letting me know that we're doing the right thing. All right, so we want to return that same respect to you by being honest with you. And under no circumstances will we be dishonest. And the only reason I'm doing this tonight in this way, without letting management know ahead of time, is that usually when a disc jockey leaves a station, it's usually his reasons for having left are usually smoothed over. Sometimes by time, I didn't want that to happen. I wanted you to know now. You've been honest with me, so I want to continue to be honest with you. If there's any way that we could continue, we would have. But I've given it a lot of soul searching. I've talked with others. I've tried to make up my mind as honestly as I possibly could. And I don't see any other course. And again, it has nothing to do with the old management that we started out with at WOR-FM, but rather it has to do with the new consultants. We presented a lot of beautiful new things. We presented a lot of new artists to you, and this has been curbed. I know, when are we going to learn that controlling something does not take it out of the minds of people? Honesty, and my God, it seems like that's quite absent, you know, today. You admit to anything the most foolish is able to discern. Being honest is a certain comfort. The skeletons that we have in closets and things like that, people know that they're there because they have the same skeletons. So what is there really to hide? And in the way of entertainment, what is there to control? The lyric in a song, a particular artist, and how can it be left to one person to decide what you want? When you make us up, you make up companies, you make up radio stations. It's you. And so how can anyone think in any way to control it? Whose standard do we live by? I think we live by your standard. You vote. You decide who should go into office to represent us on the political issues. It's you. And so when I find that I cannot give myself to you, as you have given yourself to me, your attention, I mean, then it's time to, I don't know, seek another career or whatever it might be. Maybe this is also my way of saying thanks to you for your encouragement. And I'll continue the show until they have someone in here to replace me. Out of respect for you and our sponsors, I want to thank you and say God bless you. And I'll continue the show now, as I say, up until the time that I'm stopped. But this voluntarily is my last night with you, because I cannot go along with the new policy here. I would hate to think of the future being one of you saying to me, "Hey, Roscoe, you're not the same anymore." I want to be the same to you as it means being a men's room attendant again. Thank you, and God bless you.